Yeah, we went into the red warning category at 7 a.m. This morning, and the storm has been effectively building since that time. We have road closure on the N14 between Lifford and Letterkenny as a result of trees down and a road traffic collision there. We have the Donegal Town Pier car park closed as we've just been mindful of the storm surge that's associated with us. And we are getting reports now as the storm builds of a substantial number of other trees and debris and surface water presenting as the night turns today, and those reports now start to come in from various locations, and there's quite a bit of debris and surface water down as well right across the county.
I'm sure the situation stands as well with the council in Donegal, Gary, that yous won't be out to address these fallen trees and loose debris in the roads until that red warning is lifted.
No, our fire services are deployed to the stations, but it's with the utmost caution that they would respond to any incident. It would only be in instances where there is risk to life reported, and where, for example, it is safe to do so. It is a very challenging environment out there at the moment. So I think in a general sense, that the services of Donegal County Council, as with most other public authorities, won't be available during the red warning period. But what we are doing is we're collating, I suppose, any issues that are reported to us with a view to responding as soon as possible, as it's safe to do so after the closure of the red warning, which is scheduled for this afternoon.
And you will be, as you say, the red warning there in Donegal not lifted until 2 o'clock this afternoon. A very challenging evening and indeed days ahead for yourselves at Donegal County Council, Gary.
The primary concern at this stage is making sure that people do everything they can to protect themselves, from injury or worse. And the way to do that is basically to stay in place, do not go out, do not attempt to travel during this period. And the advice really to everyone today, even during the period pre and post the red warning in Donegal, is do not travel unless there's an absolute necessity to do so. Some of our emergency services are doing that earlier this morning, but there's no one out and about at the moment. It's just simply too dangerous to do so. And we want to protect people as best as we possibly can by giving them that advice.
Obviously, it might be too early to say, Gary, but have you ever experienced a weather event like this in your work with Donegal County Council?
Well, I've never experienced one that has been forecast to be such a severe event. We're in the early hours of it at the moment. As I speak to you, I'm in Donegal Town, and the storm continues to build. It is very, very, very stormy here at the moment. And we're not in the eye of it as of yet. It's scheduled, I suppose, in Donegal to be at its height between the hours of 9 and 11:30 today. So we still have to see it. But it's undoubtedly a major event, and one that we don't see terribly often.
And finally, I have been speaking to other council officials this morning, Gary, from Leitrim and Sligo. Ultimately, while that red warning is lifted at 2 o'clock technically in Donegal, I'm sure you'll be carrying out assessments then, and maybe even then council staff won't be in a position to go out and deal with whatever is brought because of the storm.
Well, look, the intention is to respond as soon as it's safe to do so. That's the reality. And be very, very, very clear. Orange weather warnings and yellow weather warnings are warnings that still need to be taken great heed of. There's obviously crossover lines when one moves from one category to another, but really today is a very, very severe weather event day across the island and in the northwest. So, it's not an immediate trigger when we go from one colour to the other that it's back to normal. That won't be the case. And as I said, the crews in all counties, including our own, will only be responding when it is safe for them to do so.